Welcome to a world seen through a new set of eyes. Unblinking and mysterious. Where the beautiful and the savage live side by side. Where time pulses to an untamed heart. Where secrets reveal themselves. Journeys lead to knowledge, and passion lights the way.
Welcome to another edition of NTPRT. Here we're going to be talking about superstitions today. Let's start off by looking at what the definition of a superstition is. The definition of a superstition is an irrational belief that an object or action or a circumstance that's not logically related to a course of events influences the outcome. We all know about superstitions. We all have our own little superstitions that we actually do ourselves. Of course, you know, don't cross the crack, you'll break your mother's back. Those kind of superstitions, carry a rabbit's foot and all of that. Well, I posted this question out on Twitter. And by the way, if you haven't followed us, we have a Twitter account. It is NTPRT, just the letters. So join us on Twitter. Follow us. I really like Twitter a lot. So I put the question out, what are some of your superstitions? And Starry Fly, she wrote back, she said, I knock on wood like crazy, and I try very hard not to break mirrors. And then, I'm going to butcher this name, I know it. There's some crazy names on Twitter. Hudge Kazopia, she wrote out, when I spill salt, I throw some over my shoulder, though I really don't know why. And then she also put down, she goes, I think black cats are good luck, not bad, because my cat is black. And then there's a group of role players on there that are doing Buffy. The Buffy Summers on there, she put, the real me will try not to watch a playoff series if I've not seen the first game so I don't jinx it. Then she put down, oh, and don't step on vampire dust. So I thought that was funny. Because it's hard to get out of the shoes. So I thought there were some really funny ones that they put out there also. Let's look at some different superstitions. Let's start with the salt. The old wives' tale for salt says that if you spill salt, bad luck will follow you. If you don't take a pinch of that salt and throw it over your left shoulder into the face of the devil waiting there. So that one's pretty specific, but a lot of people that you ask, why do you throw the salt over your shoulder? They can't tell you. They just know, oh, you throw it over your shoulder. But they can't tell you why. Well, here it kind of tells you why. So it's kind of interesting. Maybe ask people who you know, who they say spilling salt, you'll see somebody take it and throw it over their shoulder. They'll tell you, oh, it's because of bad luck. And it'd be kind of neat to see how many people know the whole full true one of it. There's another one about seagulls. And I thought that was kind of funny about the seagulls flying together directly overhead is a warning of a death to come soon. And then mirrors. To break a mirror begins 7 years of bad luck. The cure, you bury the pieces and or run them in a stream. I don't think I would want broken glass in a stream where some kids might be playing. Anyway, then it goes on, and the seventh son of a seventh son has magic powers according to the Irish folklore, but it is a vampire in the Romanian legend too. So the number seven appears a lot in with our superstition that we have. I found a neat little site that talks about superstition. It is www.corsonet.com, and they have some stuff on superstitions. We're going to just skip around and talk about some of them. I've heard of this one before. It's called the acorn. You carry an acorn to bring luck and to assure a long life. An acorn is the windowsill, will help keep lightning out. I guess people had a lot of trouble with lightning coming through their houses. And we all know this one. Amber beads worn as a necklace can protect against illness or cure colds. There's a lot of stone magic that's out there that's pretty interesting. And, this one, I've seen people do this one. When you see an ambulance, it's very unlucky unless you pinch your nose or you hold your breath until you see a black or brown dog, or until you touch your toes, or until you touch your nose. Never go into one of those and until you see a dog and all of that. It's kind of funny. I know everybody's heard this one about the baby. To predict the sex of a baby, suspend the wedding band held by a piece of thread over the palm of the pregnant girl. If it swings on an oval circle, it's a girl. If it swings straight line back and forth, it's a boy. And for all the baseball players, you spit on the new bat before using it, and it'll make it very lucky. When I played softball, we did that, but I don't think we ever really knew why. Just, it was what you did. So a lot of these superstitions, as you think about them, it's something that we do that we've been passed down from our parents to us, that we do. Sometimes we do it for fun. Sometimes we do it, you know, because we have to do it. If you don't do it, you know something bad's going to happen. But really, when you think about it, what will happen? So the next time you think about, don't step on that crack, you break your mother's back, step on that crack and see how it makes you feel. Or some of these other ones, you know, like the ambulance one, of course, the pinching of the salt, throwing it over your shoulder. Don't do it and see how it makes you feel. Let's get through some more. Every person I know of has done this. If you blow out all the candles on your birthday cake with the first puff, you will get your wish. Okay, I have a problem with that one. I have made the same wish now for almost 10 years. The exact same wish for each one of my birthdays. I've blown all the candles out that have ever been placed on my cake. My wish hasn't come through. Okay, what gives there? What gives there? My wish hasn't come true. So does that mean that that is just an old wives' tale? I wonder how that one began. You have to blow out all the candles to get your wish. Was it just something fun, or is there something to it? Yes, the dog is barking. He is a happy dog. I like this one. If your cheeks are suddenly feeling like they're on fire, someone's talking about you. I always heard that about your ears. You know, if your ears are burning, someone's talking about you. Or if your nose itches, someone's talking about you. This, another one about the coin. It's bad luck to pick up a coin if the tails are tail side up. Good luck only comes if it's heads up. So we know the old term, you know, find a penny, pick it up, all day long you'll have good luck. So I guess that only means if it's heads up, you pick it up. If it's tails up, don't pick it up. And cows lifting their tails is a sure sign rain's coming. I live in an area where there's a lot of cows. We always go by, if there's a bunch of cows huddled together, it's going to be rain. Or if the cows are under the trees, it's going to be rain. I see cows lifting their tails up all the time, and it hasn't rained when that happens. I've heard of this one, too. A lot of these I have heard of, and everybody else has, too. A cricket in the house brings good luck. So I've heard that's one that my own family used. So what I want you to do, and the challenge I bring out to everybody, email me some of your superstitions that you might have. Go on out to the website, and just where it says general inquiry, just email those there and email me your superstitions. We're going to be doing another podcast on superstitions. We're going to go a little bit more into the history of the superstitions, and I would like to hear some more of yours. So don't forget about our Twitter. It is NTPRT. Join us on Twitter and we can talk. And don't forget about our live chats every Thursday. We start at 9:30 Central Time, so join us for live chat every Thursday. And we can talk about superstitions there, too. So have a great week, everybody, and I'm bringing you a promo. This promo is from Seth Harwood. Seth Harwood has joined forces with Naked Bootleg, and he's running a contest. You can register to win a copy of his debut novel, Jack Wakes Up. So here's the promo.
Baseball just not doing it for you? Did your team completely miss out on the franchise quarterback they should have taken in the draft?
Even worse, did your hopes of a repeat NBA title go out the door with KG?
Ouch! Damn, man. There's no reason to make this shit personal. This is Seth Harwood, the author of Jack Wakes Up, which hits bookstores on May 5th, and a big-time Celtics fan.
And I'm Randy Hinckley, the founder of thenakedbootleg.com, where you can get your unabashed, unbiased, and uncensored view of college football. Except, of course, when it comes to A&M, because we all know I'm unbiased there.
While football season is still 4 months away, and the domination of my New England Patriots has a way to go before it starts, the guys over at The Naked Bootleg are already putting out team-by-team previews to get you by until the start of August camps.
Starting April 25th, Draft Saturday, you can get daily 5-minute podcasts where we'll cover everything you need to know about every NCAA team. To kick off these daily podcasts, we're giving away free autographed copies of Seth's novel, Jack Wakes Up.
To enter the drawing, simply visit thenakedbootleg.com/jackwakesup and fill out the entry form. The grand prize is an autographed copy of Jack Wakes Up, plus the UK version of Scott Sigler's Infected in paperback.
And remember that this year, we're going to celebrate Cinco de Harwood and help Seth shake him down when Jack Wakes Up hits bookstore shelves on May 5th.
Yeah, boy!